33 years of Ayatollah Khamenei's leadership. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Imam Khomeini had passed away, and there seemed to be no one to replace him as the leader of the Islamic Revolution. This caused serious concern among the lovers of the Islamic Revolution and Muslims and freedom seekers across the world. But with God's favor, within a few hours after the departure of the Imam, the Assembly of Experts announced the name of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei as the new leader of the Islamic Revolution. The news brought calm and hope to the worried hearts throughout the Islamic world, on the one hand, and disturbed the sleep of the ill-wishers of the Islamic Revolution and the front of arrogance led by the U.S. Ayatollah Khamenei made it clear in the beginning of his leadership that he would strongly and resolutely follow the path of Imam Khomeini. We have prepared a special program on the appointment of Ayatollah Khamenei as Imam Khomeini's substitute. But first, let us have a brief look at Imam Khomeini's struggles against foreign hegemony and domestic tyranny. Imam Khomeini had adopted a new way of fighting tyrannical regimes. He used to castigate the Shah and statesmen with strongly worded remarks. The Imam was quiet, uncompromising with the tyrannical system, and warned ulema and people several times that the continuation of the Pahlavi regime meant annihilation of Islam. He started his public struggles in 1962, although he had always been protesting the ruling system in various gatherings and in his writings. Imam Khomeini was arrested, imprisoned, and sent to exile several times, but he never gave up struggling. During the years of exile, the Imam wrote his famous book, Velayat-e-Faqih, meaning Rule of the Jurisprudent, which is a fully explained theory of the Islamic rule. This principle had always been mentioned among Shia jurisprudents and scholars. Yet, no one had broached on the issue as clearly and coherently as Imam Khomeini did. The Imam collected all relevant statements and deductions in a book and explicated the necessity of formation of an Islamic rule by a jurisprudent who enjoys high level of Islamic sciences and is aware of the conditions of time. He should also be brave and prudent. The Imam raised the issue at Najaf Seminary and then published the book Velayat-e-Faqih. Imam Khomeini succeeded in materialization of the Islamic rule after years of struggles. The Imam returned home from exile, and first Islamic Republic system was founded in Iran after a referendum in which over 98.2% of the voters voted yes to the Islamic Republic. Thank you. The Islamic system faced many enemies since its emergence. These enemies left no stone unturned to destroy the Islamic Republic system. Their top efforts included the imposition of an 8-year war, economic sanctions, assassination of great ulema, government officials, and thousands of ordinary people. But none of these plots could discourage the Iranian nation as they saw their great leader standing firmly on his stances with reliance on and belief in God. However, nearly 1 year after the end of the war, Imam Khomeini's passing away left the Iranian nation and the Islamic Ummah in deep sorrow. However, they were concerned on who would be the successor of Imam Khomeini. The Assembly of Experts held a meeting on June 4th, and after discussions and exchanging of views, Ayatollah Khamenei was announced as the leader of the Islamic Revolution with the majority of votes of the members. As a matter of fact, Imam Khomeini himself, in many occasions, mentioned the name of Ayatollah Khamenei as the person who deserved to lead the Ummah after him. Ayatollah Khamenei was among the special disciples of Imam Khomeini. He had struggled alongside the Imam since the prime of his youth and had served the ideals of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic system in several positions. Moreover, he had a bright past record in various levels of the management in the war. After the martyrdom of the great scholar of seminaries and universities, Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari, Imam Khomeini called on youths to refer to Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei to find the answers to their questions. In the first days of the summer 1981, MKO terrorist agents tried to assassinate Ayatollah Khamenei as they had found him a big obstacle on the way of their unholy goals. This attempt led to the injury of Ayatollah Khamenei's right hand. In his message on the aborted plot of the enemies, Imam Khomeini called Ayatollah Khamenei as the selfless soldier on the war front, an instructive teacher at the niche of prayer, and an able preacher on Friday prayers and congregational prayers, and also a kind-hearted guide at the scene of the revolution. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, in a letter to Ayatollah Khamenei wrote, "Among the friends and devotees of Islam and Islamic principles, I consider you among the rare individuals as you shine as the sun." According to this record and approvals of Imam Khomeini, there remained no doubt on Ayatollah Khamenei as the most appropriate person for leadership of the Islamic Revolution. Ayatollah Khamenei said in his first speech after becoming leader, "I did my best to prevent the issue, but now that the load has been put on my shoulder, I will take it with power, as God the Exalted has told his prophets, hold on it with power." From the very first hours of announcement of Ayatollah Khamenei's leadership as Imam Khomeini's successor, the light of hope was revived in the hearts of people, and the enemies of Islam and the Islamic Revolution became dumbfounded and frustrated. "O God, keep our leader alive till the reappearance of امام مهدی. آمین.